What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Samuel L. Daddy.
What's up?
And we're here to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
A lighthearted, light and breezy little show that would be make people laugh and for an hour each week.
We're going to precog the murders at Old Wrestling's Murder Mystery. We can see into the insightful mind of one John Cena as we read his quote of the week. What is our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, we leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode of
Yeah, that's fair.
So, Sam Dad, have you watched any wrestling over the last week?
Just a little bit. I watched some old wrestling. No, hold on, let me rephrase that. I watched some vintage wrestling. Is that better? 1993.
Yeah,
it was from 1993, because I don't want to say old wrestling, because that's confusing.
Sure, with all the stuff we were always talking about it. Yeah.
So I watched some Superstars, WWF Superstars.
Hell yeah, man.
And the other thing I watched was NXT, which was, I feel like, a wild episode.
Oh, really?
It's I haven't been keeping up as well as I was for a while there, but Trick Williams is, I think we talked about it, is the TNA champion.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
And his next challenger also had a squash match on that episode. Well, whatever. I'll say squash match. But it was Santana, Mike Santana from Santana and Ortiz.
He was on NXT?
Yeah, he was at the pay-per-view, and he did like a little backstage thing just to be like, hey, never been here before.
I love that guy.
I'm watching whoever wins, and he seems like he's in like a good spot mentally and professionally right now.
Oh, yeah, good.
So he had a match, and then he did later come out and get in on their little promo battle with Tricky Willie. And that was cool, just to see Santana there.
Nice.
The first match of the show saw a title change that I wasn't expecting, and I don't think other people were.
Word?
And then the last match on the show had a title change that I don't think anybody was expecting.
Dang.
So it was a very big NXT night. So it pulled me right back in. Makes me want to watch it all over again.
Well, I'm glad, man.
Not that episode, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Yeah, NXT. If you just watching the same one.
So it did lead to... Well, maybe I'll just save it for later because that's my match of the week. I think.
Okay. Yeah, then definitely.
The first match, the opening title change, was Ethan Page beating Ricky Starks, Ricky Saints.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
NXT North American Championship.
Oh, yeah. I did see photographs of that.
And then later in the show, Ethan Page came out to celebrate because that's just how he is. He's not waiting until next
he's
week.
He's a celebratory man.
We may have that Worlds Collide show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's fighting. I got kind of confused because, what's the kid's name that he keeps feuding with? Javon came out. Then Laredo Kid came out. Then Ray Phoenix came out.
Nice.
And it's just wild because I'm pretty sure in one way or another, I've seen Laredo Kid and Ethan Page fight in a church in Cleveland, the city that we live in.
Yeah.
I know. I've definitely met them.
And it wasn't even wrestling related. They got really pissed off during mass.
It happened to be a church that day. And
yeah.
So that's how it goes. But yeah, so not a ton of wrestling, but what I did, at least, I like watching that old stuff that's just fun and nostalgic, but the NXT show was fantastic.
Good. I'm glad that you got some enjoyable wrestling this week.
Oh, yeah, it was good. What about you? What'd you watch?
I watched Dynamite, and I didn't watch Collision.
Yes.
But I did
see
some
was on late or something, right?
I don't even know.
I thought it was on late because of the basketball game.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know when the game ended, but it wasn't going to air until after.
Whoopsie-daisy. And then I watched the Best of the Super Junior Finals from this morning.
Who did it?
Fujita. Kosei Fujita. He's from TNDK.
Super Ninja?
No, he didn't even make it to the finals. The Black A finalist was Yo. was Fujita, and then the Black B was Yo. And I wanted Yo to win, because Yo is cool. He wears, shorts that are made of Ziploc bags.
Interesting choice.
Uh-huh. And I just think that's cool, and I want him to win, but he didn't. He's also one half of the junior tag team champions with
he didn't need it.
Master Wato. But still would have been cool. But, yeah, so now Dominion in 2 weeks from today, which we're recording on Sunday, the what is it? First, June 1st. Yeah. So
First.
on the 15th is Dominion, and we got Desperado defending the junior heavyweight title versus Kosei Fujita. Well, I'll put the
Interesting.
clap in post. But yeah, so that was a good, it was a good show. It was a good show. But that's pretty
And
much all I watched.
are you super junior'd out yet, or what? Are you happy?
I think today is when I became super junior'd out, and it was a perfect day because now it's all over.
Yeah, if it
I'm
would
not
have
really
been
super
any,
junior'd out. I'm just best of the super junior'd out because
yeah, that's what I mean.
like this show,
The
for
specific
example,
tournament.
you know, since there's only one tournament match, all the other matches are just like 8-man and 6-man tags and stuff like that. And
Get a
so they're
bunch of
just like,
people on the show.
yeah, exactly. But at least this time it was not just junior heavyweights. Like normally it's just, if it's like a Block A show, then Block B guys are all in like 6-man tags. But since it was the finals, we had like Shota Umino and stuff like that, like, you know, heavyweights.
Yeah, I feel like I see in a similar way when I've watched G1 Climax stuff, and they're filling in, okay, we have these four matches part of block A block, but then there's also these four matches, and it's just everybody else thrown together, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It keeps everybody on there,
For sure.
everybody
For
fresh
sure.
in your minds.
Yeah. It was
Yeah.
enjoyable.
Good.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
So, well, I know you know, but the thing that was sticking out to me about we're breaking news. By the time this comes out, it's old news. But well, I shouldn't say old. By the time it comes out, it's news that's been around for a while, and there'll be many more twists and turns. But the time of recording this is pretty damn up to date.
It was a few
The
hours ago.
I saw that R-Truth is not, so he said released.
Yeah, I know. As if
But
he
then
was.
your buddy Sean Rossap said they're just not going to renew his contract. But I
And
haven't
yeah.
seen anything of when his contract
Yeah, I'm
expires.
not sure either. But yeah, just that they're not renewing it. And
He
so he's
was,
still there until it's up.
unless, but yeah, but maybe it's up today.
That's true. It could be.
What's
We
up?
don't know. What's up?
So I was shocked. I mean, he just fought John Cena
I know.
a
It's
week
weird
and a
how
day ago.
it's kind of, they release people close to when they had big matches. Like, didn't they do that to Braun Strowman?
I wouldn't necessarily say he was in big matches, but he
Fair
was in
enough.
matches that mattered to not so. Was it right after he was fighting with like Jacob Fatu for United
Yeah, I think
States
so.
title shot or something
Yeah.
like that? So like he wasn't in dark matches. He was on the
Yeah,
show in a
yeah.
story that mattered, or in a, at least a match that mattered, and like a
Yeah.
slight, if you want to put story on it. So yeah, it's strange. I mean, certain people. When you see they got released and you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot they were even there. Not that that makes it better, but it makes, you can at least make more sense of it. Like they're not being
Right.
utilized or maybe they didn't want to be there, whatever. But it's R-Truth.
Yeah.
He's been a high, I mean, I don't know anybody that's like, oh, get this R-Truth stuff out of here. He's
I know.
funny.
Right.
He can
Everybody
run, I
loves our
mean,
truth.
he can wrestle.
He's universally loved.
Yeah, and he's just fun and the whole thing with, I mean, the stuff with him and John Cena, I think, is over. Like, I get that aspect of it. Like, that story was a couple week story that's done. Well, really, it was years. If you look at
Yeah.
that was my childhood hero, even though he's older than him and all that and
Yeah.
whatever. But it's not like, I mean, he did stuff with The Miz not long before. I don't know. It's just
Yeah.
very strange to me. He seems like somebody you would just keep around. I've never heard anybody
Right.
say anything bad
He's a good
about him.
hand, as they say.
Yeah, but and not even. Just I feel like that's usually used for people like the in ring stuff, but like behind the scenes,
Yeah,
he's a good
true.
ambassador. He's very personable, and he all his coworkers seem to not I won't even say like him, love him.
Love him, right. I
That's the
mean,
kind of
I
thing
think
that
Rhea Ripley was mentioned on, I think, X,
yeah.
that she's like devastated by this.
I feel like most people are, or
Yeah.
most of his coworkers are. I mean, I don't obviously we're not there, but
He wasn't just our truth, he was their truth.
you're telling me.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I saw it, and the first thing I thought, and I think it was the same thing, whatever the post was, or reel, or TikTok, or whatever I saw. The guy's like, oh, he's just messing around. It's June 1st. He's pretending like it's April 1st.
I
Ha
did see
ha
that
ha
people
ha
thought
ha.
that. Yeah. Oops.
And then, like, did I say that already? Your buddy, Sean Rossap, I think, was
Yeah.
like, no, this is like legitimate.
Yeah.
And then people, like, I saw. Tommaso Ciampa post something of when they were doing like DX stuff
Oh,
because
that's
he thinks
right.
they're Triple
Yeah.
H and
I
Shawn
forgot about that.
Michaels.
That is funny stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Just stupid stuff like that and what he comes up. It's weird to me. So the one thing I did
Word.
see is, I hope he does whatever he wants. I know he does music. I don't know if he's interested or has done acting, but he could do that, whatever. I hope he does whatever he wants. I hope if it's nothing, I hope he does nothing.
Yeah,
But
if
one
that's
thing
what he
I saw
wants.
that would be hilarious and the best thing, and I don't think they would do it, is if he does go to AEW, but just thinks he's at WWE the whole time.
I didn't. That would be hilarious. I
I
think he
can't.
probably won't do any. I don't really see him going anywhere else. Like, I just
No,
don't think he
neither do
would.
I.
But
I
if but
mean,
that would be really funny as hell.
that would be the best. That would, as selfishly as a fan, that's what I want. But
Especially if he
as
went up
an
to like
actual,
Matt Jackson and was like, CM Punk, what's up? That would be, something like
yeah,
that. Like,
'cause
'cause then it would be like an inside joke.
and I feel like he has the balls to do stuff like that that's uncomfortable just from other jokes he's made. I mean, I know he's just doing his job and sometimes he's probably getting fed some lines here and there, whatever, but just let him go. Cut, let set the truth will set you free. Let's set the truth free.
Let's do it. To
I
the
don't even know what that
truth.
means.
You have a coffee cup around?
To the truth, of course I do.
Whoa. Beep.
Clink.
Rest in peace. All right. So, creamers. Okay. So,
Lovely.
you heard that one?
Yeah,
Creamers.
slightly.
Creamers.
Creamer.
We're gonna play a game here. Well, it's not really a game, but we're doing we're precogs. I'm sure if you've seen the film Minority Report, it was actually
Tom
based
Cruise.
on us. Yeah, Tom Cruise. And then, basically, in that movie is about how they can predict murders before they happen. Well,
Yeah.
crimes, but murders in the whatever.
In
So
general.
we're going to be at Old Wrestling's murder mystery event, okay? Because we're one of the sponsors for the dang
Yeah.
show. We're gonna
June
be there
13th.
June 13th, 2025, the year of our lives. There's a murder mystery broadcast happening, and we have decided to precog them and guess who is going to be the murderer. And each of us have chosen three motherfuckers.
But
I
there's
mean,
no other way to put it. They
there's no
murdered,
other way,
maybe,
right? If you murder,
potentially murdered at this show.
yeah, I
So,
mean, it's, I
you're
think
a
it's like
motherfucker.
legally you should be calling them that. But anyways. Would you like to go first, Sammy Daddy, or would you like me to go first?
Oh, you can go first.
All right, I'll go first. My first murderers of the murder mystery at Old Wrestling on June 13th, the
Plural.
Shoeshine Boys.
Oh.
Here's what I've got written down. All right, hear me out on this one, okay? The Shoeshine Boys, yeah, they
Yeah.
smile, they whistle, they're always shining shoes, right? Real salt of the earth stuff. But you ever think maybe they're sick of it? Like every day, they're just looking up at these fat cat jabrones with their big, stupid boots and their smug little coins. And one day, snap. Maybe they just snap. They don't even realize what they're doing at first. They're just polishing and polishing, and bam, someone's dead. That brush is now a weapon. This ain't about murder. This is about justice in a time before unions.
That's the play. If that worked, I would do that one because you sold me.
Hell yeah, man.
I don't know if
That's
they did
why.
it. That's why we all should go, and you should go too, to find out who had done it.
If you live in the Cleveland area, and if you don't live in the Cleveland area,
Just get here.
is there like a way to watch it, like on fucking
I don't
line?
think streaming.
Okay, okay.
After the fact on independent wrestling TV, I know they will put stuff up, and
That's
they
true.
also will sell DVDs on the Old Wrestling website.
We'll plug
But
it
you're gonna have to
afterwards
wait.
too.
You're gonna have to wait
You're gonna have to goddamn wait
unless you're
unless you want to
there.
travel to Cleveland and you can
You
sleep
gotta
over
wait.
either my house or Sammy Daddy's house, especially if you're a
That's
creamer.
fine. Just let us know when you're in town.
Free for
Only
free.
if you're a creamer.
Oh yeah, if you're not a creamer,
Yeah.
then you can get out of here, man. All right,
It's like
Sammy Daddy.
Airbnb free. I think, thanks.
Yeah, man.
Somebody that's high up on my suspect list is Joshua Bishop.
Ooh, why do you think that
He
motherfucker?
is. So I think that motherfucker, because I've seen him work and I've seen him perform, and he's
Yeah.
crazy.
He's a violent son of a gun.
I've seen him jump off. He jumps off of high things. He
Word.
uses weapons. He gets hit with weapons. So he's just somebody. Maybe it was unintentional and he was just doing something crazy that he was just trying to injure somebody and it went too far. But I could also see him similar for different reasons, but similar to the Shoeshine Boys, just snapping and just going a little bit too far, kind of like Like when Ken Shamrock would snap and he couldn't control himself and he'd beat up referees and the security and break people's ankles.
It's just in his
Josh
DNA.
Bishop, Joshua Bishop,
Yeah.
exactly. Joshua Bishop can and will potentially murder somebody on Friday,
Right.
June 13th at the
Hell
Beecham Ballroom.
yeah, man. Hell yeah, man.
So that's my first choice.
Good choice. Good choice. I've my second choice.
All right.
Hold on. Okay. My second choice is Jolton Joe. This dude is not well. I think he drinks coffee instead of sleeping, to which, of course, I can relate. And that's how I know what I know. And it's not hard to imagine he maybe like accidentally kill someone, not even on purpose, but real twitchy and or, but he's real twitchy, and someone taps him on the shoulder, and suddenly they're not moving. And then now he's got a problem, because now he's got to cover that up. But he's still wired, so instead of thinking it through, he just keeps doubling down. More coffee, more murder. It's like a feedback loop of kills and caffeine. He didn't mean to do it, probably, I think, maybe, I don't know, but now he has to keep killing to cover up his previous kill.
He just keeps digging, just digging a hole
He's
and
a,
keeps
yeah,
getting deeper and
right?
deeper.
He doesn't
And
mean,
you, I mean, you alluded to it.
it happens to the
You
best of us,
can,
man. You go on a coffee bender, next thing you know,
right.
you've got blood on your hands.
Well, yeah. And like you just said, you can kind of relate. So you're kind of in his head. You don't
Right.
have to
I'm
mind
Jolton Joe,
hunter.
Hot Joe. He loves coffee. I love coffee. We're
You're
basically the
James
same guy.
Joe.
This is,
You
it's
guys
actually
both
my
have
in-ring
Joe.
debut on that Friday.
You have an adjective and then a name. And then the name is Joe. And they're both coffee related. All
You
right.
bet your sweet butthole.
I'm in on that one too. Now I don't know.
Dang, who's your second guy?
Vinny Mandelbaum.
Ooh, okay. I'd like to hear
He d
this.
yeah. Well, he doesn't play games.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
He's not a game
Nothing
player.
can stop him from getting what he wants. And I have faith in nothing.
Hell yeah, man.
There we go. There we go. If you know, you know. But he's a big guy. He's a bad guy. And
Sure.
he's a scary individual.
And I don't know if the creamers will hear this, but he's a
Beautiful boy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. So maybe somebody just looked deep into those. He's got those Iceman, you know, that famous, like, Hitman, the
Yeah, the Polish
Iceman.
hitman, yeah.
He's got those Iceman eyes and those big muscles.
Huge.
It could maybe just put somebody in a headlock and squeeze a little too hard. That's how big this son of a bitch is.
That son of a bitch is that big. Sammy Daddy.
So, like I said, I'll just reiterate, he doesn't play games.
No, he's not a game player, and
And
he is a murderer.
yeah, allegedly, potentially,
Yeah.
in 2 weeks, in a week.
A
Well, by the time you hear this, tomorrow.
week and a day.
Anyway,
Hell yeah.
let me hear you. I'm curious because I do have something left, but I want to know who your final suspect precog guess is.
All right, the third murderer I have is Matt Cross, the old
What?
wrestling heavyweight champion.
The longest reigning champion of
Yes.
all
Okay,
time?
so here's the thing. Matt Cross has been champ for like 4,244 days at the time of the murder mystery event. That's not a
Okay.
title reign. That's a prison sentence.
Yeah.
At some point, he's beat everybody. He's done everything. And I think maybe, just maybe, he gets bored. Like, what if I spice up? Or what if I spice this up with a little bloodshed? Kind of bored. If you're champion for over a decade and you haven't killed at least one person, you're not doing it right. I think Matt
That's
Cross
fair.
did it, and I think his motive was that he just wanted to feel something. And I say that with respect and, of course, fear for my own well-being. That is my
Yeah.
final murderer.
You should be worried. You
I
should be a
am,
little
bro.
worried because you just threw his business out there.
Oh no, I
But I'll
know.
tell you who
I'm
the
dunzo.
real third suspect is. My final suspect in the murder at Old Wrestling's June 13th Beecham Ballroom Murder Mystery Show is Alice Oil.
What?
She gets all juiced up on
Oil?
that spinach, doesn't know where she is. Yeah, I think Big Al is a
Big
big murder
murderer.
suspect.
Son of a bitch.
I think it's like similar to somebody. Oh, I did this stuff and I blacked out. I didn't know what I was doing. She gets on that spinach.
Dang, man.
She starts ripping throats out. I don't
That stuff
know how this
kills.
person was murdered, but I'm going to say Alice Oil did it.
My God, Alice.
And you can take that to the bank.
Yeah, just ask Alice, as they say. I
They
think
just
she'd
said
know.
that.
Rest in peace.
She did it.
Rest in peace to anybody who gets in her goddamn path. Well, Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know who you think is going to murder somebody at the upcoming old wrestling show, The Murder Mystery, on June 13th, 2025, the year of our lives, at the Beachland Ballroom. Now it's time for the John Cena quote of the week.
Oh, I thought that's what you said, but I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know what that was.
John Cena quote of the week. Don't let a failed plan ruin the rest of your day. Take it in. Take a moment. Regroup. Refocus. And move forward the best you can.
Well, Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
I have to look. I always look before we start and go, remember this number, and then I forget the number.
I have mine up, so I'll go first. Mine is 456.
Fucking Christ. I'm never going to catch up.
Well, I mean, that's not true, because now the Best of the Super Junior tournament is over.
Yeah, you'll only watch two 10-match cards during the week now.
Exactly.
My count is 371.
Dang, man, that's not so bad.
Matches. So, it's not bad, but... And it's really not a contest.
What's your match of the week?
I will pick Stephanie Vaquer versus JC Jayne. I alluded to it earlier. I don't think I said it officially. Did you know this?
No. I mean,
Did you know what happened? Okay.
So Stephanie lost a belt, right?
Stephanie lost the NXT Women's Championship to JC Jayne, who is the build-up, as far as I know, like the build-up, at least for this specific match, was after Stephanie successfully defended the belt at Battleground against Jordynne Grace, who is somebody I could see beating her potentially. There was a scuffle or whatever backstage, and JC Jayne came up and slapped her.
What a jerk.
And then they had a match.
Huh, okay. It's kind of like the Kane Jericho running into the coffee thing, except this one was actually on purpose.
Exactly. And she, the story was she already lost to her and the group. Fatal Attraction. They're kind of in like a weird thing where I can't remember the other girl's name. Fallon. Something Fallon. Whatever. Her and JC are kind of butting heads right now. And she's like, well, you already lost to her, so I should have got the match and blah, blah, blah. But they still work together. And the numbers game got to Stephanie. And there's also a tag team match at Worlds Collide. And no, I don't remember who she's fighting, but they showed up and distracted Stephanie. And blah, 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 and whatever. But she lost, and I was shocked. And you could tell, like, they did a cutaway immediately to... Is his name Mike Rowe, the announcer in NXT? Same as the Dirty Jobs guy?
I don't know.
It's something like that. And they cut away to him, and he just was, like, mouth agape, just staring in shock. And, like, the timekeeper had to, like, tap him to be like, hey, make the announcement.
That's cool. That's cool.
So it was one of those things that I'm not going to say it was the streak getting broken. Like,
yeah,
it's
right.
No, obviously,
but it was a
it's
shot.
Nowhere near that, but it was still that feeling of like, was that supposed to happen? What just happened?
Yeah.
This is crazy. Why did that happen? And it's not bad. Good for JC. She's been there for a while. I'm surprised, like I said, that it was her and not at a big pay-per-view or whatever, but
yeah. Do you think this means Stephanie's being called up to the main roster?
Oh, funny you should ask. Because I believe Friday, Saturday, I don't know, Adam Pearce put out a video on Instagram to say officially that she will be on Raw.
Oh, shit.
And she's a Raw superstar starting Monday.
Hell yeah, dude. Good for her, man.
I'm happy for her. I think Julia just officially is on SmackDown now. She's in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Okay.
Julia is. I don't know about Stephanie.
Right.
I don't think she... Yeah, whatever. So I think that that's your two new girls.
Oh, yeah.
Division, women's division that you're going to see.
You could do a lot worse than them. They're pretty
they're
goddamn
both
good.
Awesome. Hell
yeah.
And I hope that they keep them... Because in NXT, they did have a lot of... Where they would team up, and then they had their rivalry and all that stuff towards the end there. So I hope they keep them as far apart as possible.
Yeah.
For as long as possible.
So that when they eventually when those two worlds collide.
Just make it a WrestleMania match. Just put it on the main event of night one.
Main event. That's what I was going to say. I agree. Speaking of worlds collide, question real quick for you. When is that again?
The 13th?
No.
14th.
Okay, it's one day before.
Or is it Friday?
Dominion.
Let me look just to make sure, because they have a bunch. You don't know what's going on that weekend, do you?
No, I do not. Well, first of
Oh
all, it's the
boy.
same weekend as Old Wrestling's Murder Mystery.
Yeah. Well, I yeah. So well, they're counter programming old.
I hate them, man. I
Because
hate
they
them.
do
They do
they
this bullshit.
whenever they see a threat.
Also, I mean, my question really is though, is for Worlds Collide, do they
I don't know what the hell I'm
have
talking about.
that
Six
power?
seven, the seventh.
Oh, okay. So it's in like next weekend.
Oh yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Worlds Collide and Money in the Bank are both next Saturday, the
Oh,
seventh.
okay. So, did
I
they
don't know what
get?
the hell I was thinking of. Oh, this is, I was thinking NXT on July 12th. There's an NXT Great
Oh,
American Bash
yeah.
and Saturday's the main event. And then Sunday, the
Is
13th of
Evolution?
July, is Evolution, which I'm
Yeah,
very excited for.
my match of the week for this week isn't a match. I'm gonna do a Sammy Daddy from that one time, and I'm gonna pick a segment on television
That's
instead.
fine.
And
I love it.
that segment is the promo from the beginning of this past week's Dynamite between Will Ospreay, Swerve Strickland, and Hangman Adam Page, our favorite Hangman.
Baby, yeah.
Have you seen this promo?
Nope.
So, you know the results of the fucking the blah, 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 was it Double or Nothing? How you
Well, I
know?
saw it.
Yeah. So this promo, Hangman came out. He was like, "I'm doing the babyface thing. I promise you, I'm gonna win," which he has to do since he's a babyface and said it.
We
And
promised.
then Swerve Strickland came out and was like,
What?
"Yeah," and he was like, "Yo, man,
You burned down
I
my
don't."
house.
He was like, "Remember when a couple weeks ago the Young Bucks said that they cost me the title because of for you, and you also said that you'll never let me be world champion again." And then Hangman was like, "Look, dumbass, if I wanted to cost you the title, I would have. But I came out there, and for a second, I was thinking about helping you." And then they got into like a little face-to-face, like a little argument. And then Will Ospreay came out, and he was like, "Swerve, I've known you for such a long time. You're like a big brother to me. And I have to tell you, Hangman, he cares about this place. You're wrong about him." And then
Whoa.
he's like fucking John Moxley. We need him to take the title from Moxley. You thought it was you who was going to do it, and you weren't. I thought it was me, and I wasn't. It's got to be Hangman, and we can make this easier on him if we like help him." And then Swerve was like, "I'll never help him," and he walked off. And then Hangman was like, "I'll never accept help from him," and then he walked off. So like when Hangman won, I was thinking like, I guess now Swerve is just going to be like, "You know what? We're friends now." But no, they're making the story way more interesting by
Well, it's
having,
better
yeah.
if that would have happened, it wouldn't be terrible.
Right. But
If he would have
like them
came
doing
out and
this,
kind
it's
of
like a whole, it's
yeah.
making it so much more
If he would
fascinating.
have came out and squashed it, it would have been like, all right, cool, we're on
Right.
the it's the super
Right.
friends linking up. It's all the
Right.
good
But he
guys
did
linking
burn
up
the
to
guy's
fight.
house down. So of course it's not going to go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you burn a man's house down, he gets a little upset about that stuff,
And
especially when it was his childhood home.
Swerve broke into Hangman's child's home. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? There's a
Right.
lot of bad stuff between.
Sure
So,
are, man. But then so it's going to be a good storyline, I think, going into All In. I'm excited about
when
it.
is that? August?
It's the same weekend as NXT Great American Bash,
Where?
Evolution,
Who
and
did that?
it's a coincidence, I guess.
It's July, though? It's not normally July, right? Isn't it
I
normally
don't know.
August?
I think it might be one or the other. Kind of like how sometimes back in the day, Mania would be on March and sometimes it'd be April.
Yeah, no, that's I love it, but I knew they counter-programmed something, but I don't know, man. There's too many pay-per-views and specials. And don't does AEW have a 4-hour show coming up?
I
Did I
don't
read that
I heard
correctly?
I think I heard someone talking about the two, but I don't really know much
Fighter,
about
I
it.
think it's on a Wednesday. It's Fighter Fest,
Oh, okay.
and it said 4-hour special, and I'm
That's
like, what are
insane.
you talking about? When
Yeah.
does this start?
That's wild.
Because if
I
it
mean, I'll
starts at
watch it. I'm one of
when
the
does it
sickos.
start at 6? And go to 10, or does it start at 8 and go to midnight?
That's a good question.
Is this like a way to make it up to them for getting bounced around so much for basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I don't see why they'd want to do that, a 4-hour show, but
Neither do
maybe.
I. I'm kind of, I mean, I don't know. Because I know in the week of, in like 3 weeks, WWE's filming Raw and then SmackDown right after in Pittsburgh for the week of the 4th of July so that they're off. Because 4th of July is a Friday
Okay.
this year in
The
2025, the year of our
year of
lives.
our lives.
So they're filming both of them then. So I'm like, well, maybe they're doing that. And I saw no, like it's being advertised as 4 hours. I think like locally, just because Pittsburgh's so close to Cleveland, the city that we're in, that it's the one we're from,
Yeah, the city that we live in.
is Cleveland, not Pittsburgh. We're in Cleveland.
Get real.
But since it's so close, we're seeing the advertisements for that because people will make that kind of trip for that.
Right.
But it's not being advertised as a Raw and SmackDown on TV. You know what I mean? They still keep up like somewhat the illusion of
Yeah.
it's live. Or not
Right, right,
live,
right.
but not
Yeah, I
taped.
know. Yeah, they yeah.
They won't say it's
They
live, but they also don't allude to or
don't
bring up
tell
that
you
it's
that yeah,
taped.
that it's taped.
Yeah.
They just won't say live on the top of the screen. They
Yeah,
do that on AEW
exactly.
too when they do Collision that way.
Live to tape.
So, Sammy Daddy, do you have
Yeah.
a room for cream?
I do. Have I talked to you about the Titanic?
You haven't talked to me about it, but I did. I have heard of it. It's
Okay, so
that
you're familiar with
boat.
the ship. It's an old,
It's that
old
dang old
wooden
boat.
ship.
Yeah.
So I think Max has a documentary out
Yeah.
about that submarine that went down there. And I think Netflix has one
Okay, I
coming
didn't know
out
this.
shortly.
Why is
That's
everybody
coming out.
talking about it again? Something interesting happened?
Well, the submarine that went down there that blew up
Oh.
with all the rich people on it that everybody made fun of
I
for like a
remember that.
month.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
fun. That was
So
fun.
now I think the documentaries are coming out. Usually when one does it, the other two or three streaming services do it too.
Right.
So
And
now
Max
we're on
always,
our, was
HBO
it
Max always does
Titan?
it best.
Titan? I think that was an Indian thing.
Titanic.
No, the submarine.
Oh, yeah. It was Titan. Yeah.
Titan. Oh my
That's,
God,
I guess that's
Titanic.
why they name it that, man. They're idiots. That's they were
They
asking
were
for it.
asking for trouble. So I guess my thing is, what the reason I bring this up isn't specifically because of those, but they brought this thought back to the front of my head. I don't care about the Titanic.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a, you know, I don't believe in hot takes, but I feel like that's something that most people don't say.
No, but I know what you
So
mean. It was
I
so long
don't,
ago. I wasn't
well,
alive.
it's not even like if something happened, like I understand why it's a story we know about and it was such a big deal and like
Yeah.
why it was such a big deal at the time and what they did, and that's awesome. But there's like a million, like the more so, it's not that what happened then and why it was a big deal, but why is it still a big deal? And I know they
Right.
made the movie, so that definitely helped.
Right. It's like change the
But
record.
how many times, like that submarine going down there is a different thing because that's people actually doing it. But like going to the Titanic has been done like a million times, I feel like.
Right.
There's a million boats and ships on the bottom of the ocean.
Right. I'm pretty
Show me a
sure
pirate ship.
Super Mario 64, I've gone down to the Titanic and visited it a little
That's what
bit,
I'm
if I
saying.
remember correctly.
Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
I mean, I get why it was a big deal, but there's like a
Sure.
million boats and ships
Right.
and treasure and things at the bottom of the ocean.
And everybody's
Go
distracted
do
by this
something
dumb little
else.
boat.
Do something else.
Yeah, it is getting a little bit, it's a little much.
It makes me think of that old story. Did you hear that story about the Titanic? Are you familiar with all the Titanic stories?
I don't know.
It was
Probably not.
there was that lawyer that was on the Titanic
Oh.
and the teacher and the priest.
Is this a real story or is
And
this
then
like a joke?
after they hit the iceberg and it was sinking. You didn't hear this one? And they were trying to get off, you know, everybody was panicking and trying to get off the boat, and the teacher said, "Hurry, let's get the children." And the lawyer said, "Fuck those kids." And the priest said, "Do you think we have time?" But yeah, that's a true story.
Wow, that is a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, man. I mean, I have to go ahead and agree with the lawyer. Not the priest, but the lawyer.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. Rest in peace to those children.
Why are those kids on the fucking boat? They probably
That's true.
lived. It was women and children first. A bunch of
That's
people
a very
lived.
good point. That
I gotta
priest.
imagine there's bigger tragedies that happened in 19 fucking 22 or whenever. I don't remember when it was.
Right.
And the movie ain't even real. See, now you got me going. Give me your room
Yeah.
for cream before I take it
Okay, my
off.
bad. My bad. My room for cream is that
Fucking
old people,
Titanic.
the
Yeah.
elderly, should stay off the internet. Okay? All the old people,
Yeah.
here's a good example. All the old people who fell into conspiracy theories and voted for, I'm not going to name names, but a certain orange piece of shit.
I'm not going to say the ethnicity of the doctor.
Yeah. Specifically, one particular old person who should stay off the internet, Ric Flair, the Nature Boy. Now, by the
What
time
happened?
the creamers at home are seeing this
Oh,
podcast, this was several days ago, but today,
huh.
Ric Flair on the internet tweeted.
You mean he X'd?
Yeah, I'm sorry. He X'd. Fucking, let's see what
Something
he.
he's familiar with.
Ooh,
X's.
he said, Jim Ross will always be Jim Ross. Seeking attention, focus on your recovery. And then he added him. Then
Okay.
he tweeted a photo that says, The Woo Compromise. And it says, by signing this compromise, both parties involved agree to ride Space
I
Mountain and
saw this.
engage in sexual relations on this night. This contract adheres to guidelines of informed consent. And both people in this relationship must be present and not in the intoxicated state before signing. No party should be pressured or persuaded into something. Now, obviously,
So
he's somebody. He's
he
somebody.
added Jim Ross on that?
Yeah, he added Jim Ross on this. Yeah. But it's like, I guess if anybody, Ric Flair's the one who needs that. But and then he tweeted, if you can't take a joke from a 76-year-old man, which is why his when his age matters, I don't understand. I don't know. Then you are living a life too seriously. It was all harmless, lighthearted fun, just trying to make people laugh and smile. Now, two things. One, he capitalized every word in that tweet.
He always does.
Well, he's a freak. He's a goddamn
Did
freak.
He deleted the Jim Ross tweet.
He did, but he didn't delete
so
the.
I think the funny, hey, I'm just making a joke, I'm an old man, ha, huh, is about the consent form.
Okay, but either way, no matter what, it's like, what's the humor in that? Like, the humor in the Jim Ross thing is that it's funny that Jim Ross has colon cancer, which obviously is not funny. And then the humor in the second thing is that he's a sex pest, and we all know that he SAs people, and that's funny? I don't get it. I guess I just don't get
No.
that generation's humor. You know what I mean? Of being of dehumanizing other humans. So.
No, I think it's just an easy out to be like, hey, you know.
Yeah, and I think
and that's not
everybody.
just a his. That's not a.
I think all the creamers at home can agree that once that generation is long gone and every one of them are dead, the
We'll
world
take
will be
their
a better
place,
place. The world
and
will be a better place.
we'll do inappropriate things on the internet.
Hell yeah!
Oh no, that's not what we were saying.
Well, that wasn't what I was saying, but hopefully by then the inappropriate things on the internet are like picking your nose because we're
hopefully
just
by
such a
then the
better.
internet's gone.
Well, it might be.
Well, and we can do this show on the radio like it was meant to be.
Beautiful boy.
Thanks,
I don't know what
JR.
that meant. Yeah, I just
Kind
I
of
didn't
what it
know.
meant.
You wouldn't hear any other ones. Well, yeah. So, well, creamers, that's all the time we've got for tonight. Don't you forget to like and subscribe. And follow our hot ass on Instagram and TikTok. We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
Best. I thought Greg cease and desisted us on the kissing gimmick.
Oh, he was not happy about that.